Our guest in the cafe this morning is Mary Sue Cole with Hunt County AgriLife Extension. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Thanksgiving is just about
upon
here.
Us.
And the whole holiday thing. Let's talk about turkey,
okay.
Which is the most identifiable Thanksgiving food. And there's some do's and don'ts involved with preparing a turkey.
There are. Some people be cooking their first turkey this year.
Sure.
And it's a little overwhelming if you're a new cook. You know, maybe you just got married and you're inviting the in-laws, the outlaws, and everybody else over to cook, you know, taste your first turkey. And so there's some basic guidelines. They're not complicated. But number one, if you buy a frozen turkey, you need to thaw it in the refrigerator. We don't recommend cooking it from the frozen state, because it can be in the danger zone too long. So it does need to be thawed in the refrigerator, and a 10 to 12 pound turkey is going to take about 48 hours for it to thaw in the refrigerator. And then one of the questions I get very often, and one of the complaints, is how do you keep that turkey moist?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, if it's not moist, we know it's a lean meat, so it doesn't have a lot of fat for juices. But if it's overcooked, it's going to be dry.
That's my big complaint with turkeys. So often it is dry. It's still good, but it's just, you know.
Of course, if you put gravy on there, it does kind of help.
That's
you
right.
know. But to kind of keep that moisture in, I generally recommend that people cook the turkey covered with heavy-duty foil.
Mm-hmm.
Some people even put an orange or an apple inside the cavity of the bird, so that the moisture from the fruit not only kind of flavors the aroma, but it also puts more moisture in the cooking tent.
That sounds like a great idea. Peeled?
It would just washed. And you could cut the orange in half or quarters, and then the apple too. Of course, wash it good and just put it in pieces
great
in
idea.
There. And you're probably not going to eat it later on, but it's a good way to keep some additional moisture in there.
Yeah, but the flavor and the aroma, that's a terrific idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you have a turkey that's covered, it's not going to brown. And, of course, you want that characteristic brown color on the turkey. So what I recommend is, and a 10 to 12-pound turkey is going to take 2 to 3 hours to cook. And there's no way to determine if it's done unless you use a food thermometer. So we do recommend a little inexpensive food thermometer. Place it in the meaty part, not next to a bone, but in the meaty part of the breast or the thigh.
And what temperature are you looking for?
Well, with poultry, we're looking at 170 and higher as an internal temperature. That's, of course, not the cooking temperature, but that's the cooking internal temperature.
And is there a particular length of time it needs to stay at 170, or is it just a matter of just reaching 170?
Well, when you put that thermometer in there, it should say 170. So I would suggest that maybe the last 15 minutes of cooking that you take that foil off, that you test it with the thermometer, see where it is, and it should be in that range. But then go ahead and put the turkey back in the oven for about 15 minutes at a little higher temperature. I generally cook at 325, but put it at about 375 to let it brown. And I always coat the outside of my turkey with butter and olive oil so that again, it helps to keep that moisture in there. So that fat on the outside is going to brown nicely. So you should have a good turkey like that.
I bet Mary Sue Cole's house is a great place to be on Thanksgiving.
Well, sometimes it is.
I'm sure it is. We're talking with Mary Sue Cole, who is with the Hunt County AgriLife Extension Service. We're going to run out of time here. Maybe we'll continue this conversation, but obviously there's food safety issues then.
There are a number of food safety issues. And then after the dinner, don't let everybody just sit around for hours before you put that food back into the refrigerator for storage.
Put them to work.
You put them to work,
yeah.
Indeed,
yeah.
Before the nap.
Right, right.
You know, But there's anytime you have a lot of food and you have a lot of different people preparing food, a lot of hands involved, you have an opportunity for bacterial contamination. So the general rule is food should be at room temperature for 2 hours or less. I generally tell people if you're not going to eat it within 3 days, freeze it.
Mary Sue, this is very helpful. I bet you're going to save some people some either embarrassment or illness.
Well, usually the calls I get right before Thanksgiving are, I forgot to take my turkey out of the freezer. What do I do?
We'll talk about that another time. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Enjoyed it.
Mary Sue Cole is with Hunt County AgriLife Extension, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.